What's popping to all my people? Instagram is so fucking weird. It's like my fucking account is going viral right now over a sweatshop video that I posted. Saying that Temu sweatshop, and it just went viral. It's going crazy, and I'm getting like all these followers. But then, like, when I post on my page, not many people are able to see my post. I don't know, like, Instagram is fucking my account right now is so weird. It's like I'm getting all these followers, but you know, when I post something, not many people are able, I guess, are active on it. I don't know what's going on with Instagram right now, but I really don't care. I just wanted to go ahead and make a podcast on vape pens, man. Like, what is going on with mainly the millennials, you know, and the Gen Z? But millennials and Gen Z is like, bro, like, they're like all fucking addicted to vape pens. And like, every single day when I go to my job, I have to deal with an addict, a vape pen addict. And it's just crazy. Like, they don't even realize like how their addiction is affecting them on a daily basis. Like, you can't even ask them a question. Like, they're very moody. It's kind of like the other day I was working with an addict, and we was in the middle of a work order, and she just like stopped and froze. It was so weird. She stopped and then she froze, and she said that she needed nicotine. I was like, whoa. I'm like, you can't wait until like fucking 5-10 minutes until we complete this work order, and then you can go do your thing. Like, no, she needed it right there and then, you know. And it's becoming a fucking problem. It's becoming a problem because, you know, you can't ask these kind of people any kind of questions because they're gonna snap, you know. And they move their bottom jaw left to right like a typical crackhead, and they don't even realize how they come off, you know, which is really sad. But that's another fucking epidemic right now that we're dealing with, you know. And it's really, really, really sad. Like, you know, those vape pens are the new crack pipes, basically. Like, it's really taking over most of the millennials and the Gen Z. You know, not me. I don't indulge in that shit. You know, I smoke weed. And then what's funny is, like, people that are addicted to vape pens, they'll be like, oh, you know, I stopped smoking weed. Yeah, but you fucking vaping your pen every 5 seconds. And if you don't have that dose, you freaking, you know, start acting edgy and you start snapping at people. Like, you know, and I don't believe in a tyrannical system. I'm against all of that, you know. But at the same time, like, I feel like jobs, they need to start, like, banning vape pens in the entire work area. I think that should come into play because that's affecting the entire work environment. You can't ask an addict a question because you don't know how they're going to snap at you. They're very moody, you know. They always have these smart-ass responses when you ask them a question, you know, just because they haven't had their dose of nicotine. Like, that shit is really taking over. You know, and then the chronic coughs they have, and, you know, the smoke disappears. It's, you know, it's vape. It disappears right away. But at the same time, like, they don't realize how toxic they're operating in a work environment, you know. And it's really sad. Like I said, I don't believe in a tyrannical system. I'm all about freedom. But I feel like jobs, they need to like ban those things. Like tell employees, you know, you can't come in here, you know, or if basically if they catch them vaping a pen anywhere within the area of the job or whatever, or the whole campus, they need to like start writing them up or something, because it's really fucking annoying and it's really uncomfortable. Because I don't smoke, I'm not a vape person, and you know, I'm pretty level-headed, you know, I'm pretty level-headed and even-tempered, you know. I actually drink a lot of green tea, but you know, it's just annoying because when I have to do group work with an addict, it's like, you don't know what's going to be their next reaction, how they're going to lash out, you know. But that shit is really taking over, and it's toxic as fuck, and it's not even attractive. Like, I don't find that attractive at all. Once I hear somebody is vaping a pen, I don't want nothing to do with them. Fuck out of my face with that bullshit. You know, is my life. You know what I'm saying? I grant access to whoever the fuck I want to grant access to. I'm not going to be surrounded around a bunch of addicts. All right? You know, but those vape pens are really taking over. And is fucking with people psychologically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, all types of way. You know, even health-wise, you know, they have these chronic coughs. They can't stop coughing, you know, it's just fucking bizarre, you know, but I don't know what's going on. I guess, you know, with inflation and everything going on, you know, the economy is going to shit, you know, people want to escape reality, you know, this room is harsh, you feel me, this room is harsh, you know, but it's just annoying because I'm working at this job and I'm surrounded around a bunch of fucking vape pen addicts. And, you know, I don't like being around that. You know what I'm saying? I'm very picky and choosy with the kind of people I grant access to or hang out with, because people's habits can definitely influence you unconsciously. You know, so I don't like hanging out with just anybody. I don't like working with just anybody, because at the end of the day, when you go to a job, you're spending a whole 8 hours. Sometimes if you get overtime, even fucking 15, 20 hours at a job, you know, and it's like, you know, that's your second home, you know. And I don't like being around any form of addicts, you know. I come from the hood. I'm from Washington Heights, New York City. I was born 1985, you know. When I was a fucking toddler, you know, or even 5 years old, I used to go to the local park and I used to see all these little plastic bottles all over the floor, you know. That was during the crack epidemic, and it was all like, I guess it was basically like these little plastic containers, you know, I guess where the crack was in, and they were all over the floor. That was my childhood, going to the local park and seeing that shit all over the floor. And now we have a fentanyl epidemic followed by a fucking vape pen epidemic. People really are not talking about how vape pens are really affecting people, you know, especially in the job. Like, you know, you can't go and ask your coworker a regular question, because if they're an addict, they're going to be snapping at you with some smart ass responses, you know. And what I find interesting about these people, they got a lot of shit to say about you, but every fucking 2 seconds, they're vaping their pen. You know, it's really fucking sad, you know. this one guy, he told me, he was like trying to act all proud about it. He was like, oh, I had to stop smoking weed, you know, blah, 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 blah. But then he's vaping his pen every 2 seconds. Like, bro, how you stop smoking weed, but you're vaping your pen every 2 seconds? Your pen is far worse than weed. You know, like, you can't compare weed to your vape pen. You know, weed, I will, if you have an addictive personality, I will recommend you to smoke weed all day, every day before, you know, you go off and get addicted to those vape pens or even harder drugs, you know. But it's really sad, you know, because every day I deal with this shit in my job, you know, and I just feel like, like I said, I don't believe in a tyrannical system. But at the end of the day, when you're going to a job, you're going to a private property. And you got to respect the policies and the rules of that private property. And I feel like jobs, they need to start becoming more stricter with vape pens, because it's affecting the work environment. You can't even ask these people a simple question because you don't know if they're going to snap, you know, and it's really sad. Like, you should see them in action. Like, they fucking freeze up and their bottom jaw moves side to side like a crackhead. Okay. And they will literally start saying, I need nicotine, I need nicotine, I need nicotine. And it's just like, I mean, you can't wait 5 minutes. Like, you can't wait 10 minutes to, you know, go have your nicotine. Like, just relax. It's like they freeze up and it's, I don't know, it's like they become paralyzed or something and they can't function. They can't continue their work task and complete it. Like, if that urge hits them in the middle of their job, they just freeze up and, you know, it's just sad. It's really sad. And, you know, if you're one of my podcasters, if you listen to this channel, I'm quite sure there's a lot of you guys that do vape those pens. And, you know, I really do highly, highly recommend you quit that shit. It's gonna be hard, but, you know, if you can be a regular, decent human being and function, you know, on a daily basis in your regular natural habitat, then obviously, you know, you're an addict and it's time to let go of those vape pens. You know, I think they were gonna ban them at one point, and, you know, I do feel like they should ban those fucking vape pens because it's really taking over, you know. And me personally, I don't want to associate with anybody that's addicted to vape pens, you know, because they're not in their right state of mind. They're just as bad as a crackhead. So it's kind of like, am I going to become friends with a crackhead? No. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same shit, you know. If you can't do your 8-hour shift, you know, without a puff of your vape pen, then you're definitely addicted, okay? And I feel it's far worse than cigarettes, than traditional cigarettes. I'm not a fan of cigarettes. You know, cigarettes have a strong odor. You know, I got Venus in Taurus. I'm very big with, like, my five senses, you know, like smell, touch, taste, sound, you know, sight. You know, I'm very, very sensitive to those type of things in an aesthetic way, because it's, you know, Taurus is ruled by Venus, and that's in its placement. And one thing about me is, like, I'm big with hygiene. You know, good smells, and just overall everything else. You know what I'm saying? At the aesthetic part, the physical beauty, everything. Like, I like to be surrounded around peaceful, beautiful things, you know. And that's why I take my solitude very seriously. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm already a Cancerian, so I'm not just sensitive in the physical aspect of things, but I'm also highly sensitive in the metaphysical aspect of things because of my Cancerian energy. So what I don't like about people that are addicted to their vape pens is that, you know, it's like a switch. It's like one minute they're happy and it's like a fucking switch, like a lightning just struck them, like it just like that, real quick, like in a blink of an eye they could just snap and they're not even aware of it, you know. And it's definitely making not only their life far worse, but it's making everybody else's life far worse, because nobody needs to be around somebody like that. Okay, if you're in a bad mood or something like that, go have alone time. Go isolate yourself. That's usually what I do because I'm a moody ass bitch. I'm a Cancer, you know. So when I'm in a, if I have a bad mood, I just go and isolate myself. I go seek space. You know, I don't want to bring that energy around other people. You feel me? I don't want to bring that energy around other people. You know, so, yeah. This is not going to be a long-winded podcast. You know, those podcasts are coming up in June. But this podcast, you know, is just whoever's listening that's addicted to their vape pen, you know, I think you need to reevaluate your whole lifestyle and question, you know, your choices, okay? You know, and I mean, like I said, if you have an addictive personality, I will recommend you fucking get addicted to weed before you get addicted to anything else. But weed is far more healthier, a healthier outlet, you know, than vape pens. Like, I smoke weed. I'm not really a pothead, but I have my phases where I smoke and then I'll stop for a couple of months, sometimes a year, depends on my mood swings. And then I'll have my moments where I smoke chronically, you know, it's really weird. But weed, one thing about weed is that you really don't get addicted to it. People misconstrue their addictive personalities with, you know, weed. I don't really believe that you can actually get addicted to weed, because I can smoke it chronically for a whole year straight every day to the point where it's emptying my pockets, you know, and then I could just stop and have a long time without touching it, a year or 2 years, you know. So I don't really think that you can actually get addicted to weed. But if you have an addictive personality, then you can misconstrue weed as an addiction, okay? And then people that have an addictive personality, you know, they want that to be fed, right? So once weed is just not doing enough for them, they go ahead and they do something else that is going to induce or enhance that addiction. Right, which is those fucking vape pens or other drugs, hardcore drugs. But, you know, I'm just like so annoyed with these fucking vape pens. They're like everywhere. And, you know, it's really sad because I'm in a job right now where I'm dealing with a lot of millennials and I'm seeing how they act with their vape pens in the job sites. And it's just kind of like, wow, you know, it's just pathetic, you know. But nobody's really talking about this. Nobody's really bringing awareness I mean, you can Google it. It'll fucking tell you the side effects. It's right in your face. You know, and I'm not really the kind of individual. It depends on the kind of topic you Google, you know, because if it's things like that, you can get authentic information on Google. But obviously, if you are trying to research something more deeper, a red pill subject or something like that, then you shouldn't use Google. You're gonna have to go on an independent search engine, you know, and find your way around things nowadays because the internet, you know, is extremely censored and it's not what it used to be, you know. But even on Google, if you just put vape pens side effects, they straight up tell you know, all the different side effects. And every single day I see it in action. Every single day. And I could only imagine the amount of money that people spend on those fucking vape pens with the oil and all that extra nonsense. Like, it's just really sad, you know. And it's not even attractive, you know. I don't want to hang out around anybody that's addicted to vape pens because I don't got no motherfucking time to be dealing with somebody that just be snapping for no motherfucking reason, all right? Because I'll bitch slap them. You know, I got Sun conjunct Mars and I got fire in my chart. Like, I'm really about that life, you know. But yeah, you know, I just wanted to quickly talk about this because it's really becoming a fucking problem, mainly with the millennials and the Generation Z. But it's, you know, some of them are realizing it. You know, I'm proud of the ones that stopped. I'm proud of the ones that stopped. You know, vaping their pens, like they just completely stopped. I'm proud of them, you feel me? Because you know, that brings a strong sense of awareness with oneself, you know, but that shit is really taking over. And don't get me wrong, you know, look at inflation, the economy, the system, that fucking lockdown that we dealt in 2020, you know, it fucked with everybody psychologically. You know, everybody dealt with that shit differently. You know, look at me. I just picked up and left New York. I just moved to another state by myself blindly, took a leap of faith, and I just moved to a foreign area. Like, you know, because I got Sag Moon. Like, that's just the emotional reaction I had. Like, because I felt caged in. I felt like, damn, like they were trying to come at me through all angles with this fucking jab and showing CDC proof and all this nonsense. So I just felt suffocated. So I just picked up all my shit and I moved, man. I left. I was the only family member, unfortunately, that did not take the jab. My entire family took the jab. You know, I'm the only one that didn't. You know, and now they're fucking bringing all the truth to the light. You know, now the mainstream media is trying to like bring all the side effects and everything with the jabs. Look at that one jab. I don't even know how to pronounce it, but I know it's called AZ. And I don't want to say the word on this podcast because you got to watch it with your choices of words these days because they have some form of like intelligence system going on where if you're speaking about a certain word, if they record a certain word, they're gonna go ahead and listen to your podcast and you know and then if obviously it goes against community guidelines, they'll go ahead and delete your podcasts or permanently ban you from podcasting. We're living through some crazy times right now, you know. So I rather say AZ. I know that the AZ jab was the one that they released all throughout Europe and whatnot, you know. But now they're withdrawing it because too many people were having blood clots left to right. I mean, and that's with all of them. That was the whole purpose, you know, with the Moderna, the other one, I don't even want to say the fucking word, but I don't even know how to, you know, the other one that starts with a P. I don't want to say the word. I already said the word Moderna, you know, but the other one that starts with a P. Or what about the other one with the Johnson and Johnson one? That one, man, that one was canceled out with the quickness, bro, because it was too obvious. You know, it was, that shit was really a lethal injection on another level, you know, but it was blatantly obvious. Like, people were coming forward with all sorts of crazy shit happening to them. So they had to fucking withdraw that one quick, you know, but it's all a part of the depopulation agenda, you know, and it doesn't matter if you only took one, you're still going to get some kind of side effects. You know what I'm saying? You may not see it now, but you will pretty soon. And it can happen any second, any moment. You know, but we're living through some crazy times, you know. So most people are becoming addicts. You know, I tend to feel the collective's energetic frequencies or emotions. I tap into all of that. And right now, the energy is really intense. It's really fucking intense, you know. But yeah, you know, it's annoying because I have a supervisor who's addicted to his vape pen, and he's just like too much. You feel me? And I've been job hopping. Due to pay rate mainly, but also the kind of work environment too. You know, I don't want to be around no toxic work environment, you know. But that's how you're gonna get paid higher rapidly. If you want higher pay rapidly, you're just gonna have to job hop, you know. Unless you just stay in a job for years and wait until you get promoted. And that's gonna be hard, you know, because you're gonna have to compete with a lot of fake ass motherfuckers that want that promotion, you know. And if you're really an authentic person and you're not fake, then it's gonna be hard for you to get that promotion. So, you know, I think the wisest shit to do is just to leave that job and go somewhere else, you know. Right now, a lot of the workforce is having difficulties with the employment rate, you know, because most of the Gen Zs mainly, you know, a lot of them don't want a traditional job. They want to, like, you know, make money off of TikTok or some shit, but they don't want a typical traditional job, you know. And a lot of these jobs are having difficulties with hiring people in because, you know, a lot of the young Generation Z, they're not applying for work, you know, so they're having a shortage in the workforce with employees. So that's why right now you can actually job hop, you know, it doesn't matter because they're desperate. Back then, you know, before 2020, you know, it was kind of like, I mean, unless you have a high demand job, then, you know, it doesn't matter if you job hop because it's high demand. But back then, you know, they had options. So, you know, everybody was about fixing their resume, you know, passing an into focusing on passing an interview, you know, and all this extra nonsense back then. But now the typical Generation Z, they don't know how to pass an interview. Most of them were raised on tablets, so they have social anxiety like a motherfucker. They don't know how to sit down and, you know, tap into social cues and, you know, be socially inclined and not be socially awkward and just pass an interview. They don't, most of them don't know how to deal with that. You know, right now at my job, one of my coworkers, he's a Taurus son. He's actually a Gen Z. He's actually a Gen Z, in the elder side. He was born 1996, but he's a Gen Z. And this guy, I don't even know how the fuck he got this job because he just is extremely socially awkward. But you know, so right now in the workforce, there's a shitload of jobs, you know, that are desperately seeking employees because, you know, the economy's going to shit. And in order for their business to flourish, they need people, they need workers. You know, so right now, if you ask me, this is the perfect time to job hop. Uranus is in Taurus. Okay, so you know, it's not re it, you know, our perception of everything is changing. We're going through the Great Awakening. So it's not gonna look bad in your resume when you job hop. You know, I went through six motherfucking jobs in 2 years, all right? And I already have another one, you know, that wants me in. Actually, JLL. I'm right now with CBRE, but JLL wants me. And I straight up tell them, like, if you want me to leave CBRE, you better offer a higher pay than where I'm at right now. If you cannot offer a higher pay than where I'm at right now, then I'm not moving. I straight up tell them. You know, but like I said, I'm in a very high demand industry. I'm an engineer. You know, but it doesn't even matter at this point. I think the workforce is desperate, especially for younger people. And they have no choice but to get on their knees and give you what you want. You know, you just gotta walk with confidence and, you know, make sure you know what you're talking about. Make sure when you know, you don't just talk the talk, but you walk your talk. You feel me? Like, and if anything, go on YouTube and look at interview videos and tips and stuff of how to pass an interview. But like I said, they're desperate, you know, because after 2020, that definitely woke up a lot of people. A lot of people are leaving their jobs and they're going off the grid, or they just don't want to work anymore in the workforce because, you know, when they peer pressure the collective to like say, oh, if you don't take this shit, I'm gonna fire you. That really made people question their whole reality. Like, what system is this? You know, so right now, jobs are desperate for workers, you know. So, you can actually job hop in this era because, like I said, Uranus is in Taurus and Taurus deals with money. So you can actually job hop. It's not gonna look bad in your resume. But back then, probably yeah. Like if you would, if there was like six jobs in your resume in less than 2 years, and you was looking for work, it'll be harder for you to get an interview because they used to perceive that as unstable. You know, because basically when they hire you, they're investing money in you. You know, they're paying out of their pocket for you. The whole onboard hiring process, you know, so they don't want to lose money. You know, you're an investment when they hire you. When a job fires you, they lose money. They lose money. So, you know, a lot of jobs, right now, they're just desperate. They take anybody to fit in any position at this point. Then they're not even looking at the red flags, the green flags. If you have qualifications, if you have a PhD for that job, they don't care. They're just desperate at this point, you know. So this is actually a very good time to job hop, you know, until you find your second home, right? Because when we go to our jobs, that's our second home. Not everybody wants to, you know, go to a job physically every day and work like that. But then there's people that want that. You know, like I'm a LifePath 4, I like getting up and stepping out of my front door and being productive. But everybody's different. Everybody has their own personal preferences when it comes to how they make money. I like structure, routine, and stability, and I'm very action oriented. I'm a builder. But yeah, I just wanted to mention about this vape shit because it's really getting out of control. That shit is really getting out of control. And, I became aware of this a while ago, but now that I'm working around a bunch of vape pen addicts, it's like, whoa. I feel bad for whoever dates these kind of people or lives with them. Like, it's probably very, very unstable and chaotic and erratic, but yeah, that was my ramble for tonight. Be on the lookout for June because I'm gonna be releasing a shitload of podcasts back to back. Have a good one, guys. Take care. And please, please, please let go of the vape pens. I'm not really somebody that wants to tell people what to do. I got Sag Moon. That's not really my lifestyle. I really don't give a fuck what you do with your life and whatnot. But please let go of the vape pens because you're making everybody else's life harder. Okay? Especially in the work environment. All right? Nobody wants to work around an addict. Nobody wants to work around somebody that, releases very negative mood swings because they haven't had their fix of nicotine. Like, if that's where you at with the vape pens, it's time to let it go, all right? Because not only are you going to make yourself a better person, but you're going to make everybody around you a better person. Energy is contagious, okay? So that's it. I said this was going to be a short podcast, and we had 37 minutes. But yeah, have a good one, guys. Peace out.